producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Each and every show, we pass it around, toss it around, kick it around, whatever you want to, whatever you like, whatever phrase, with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob India May. Bob, I may go to India. Bob, you know, because when I think India, I think you now. I think that they should pay you to be a spokesperson for how fabulous that country is. I was just on an airplane and I was reading all about India and I thought, this is Bob. This is why Bob goes to India. We talked about this before, but how many times have you gone?
This was the 13th trip. And then yesterday, all the Islamic clerics in India, who are Muslim, not Hindu, all came out in unison and said, hey, this is bad, go kill ISIS, and let's be nice. So even in India, during the storm of people speaking out, you know, the clerics speak out in India. So good country.
Yeah, good country, absolutely. We're going to go there. We're going to go there. We're going to make that happen. We're going to take this show there for sure. And Bob has to be with us because he is definitely the number one travel agent for India. There's no question about it. All right, so there's some breaking news. The mastermind, they say, of the Paris massacre was killed in a raid. You think back to last Friday and how horrific the events were and now what that's meant for not just Paris but the United States and so many other countries. So this is good news because they were using intelligence from all over the world, not just in Paris, right?
Yes, this is Abdel Hamid Abaoud, and even his own family came publicly and said they hoped he would be killed.
Yeah,
his family. So this guy was a bad actor, took his 13-year-old brother to Syria at one point in time, and he was, you know, the mastermind of this. They got him. I mean, the French have been, you want to talk about pretty effective, wow. They went in, found them, and got them. That doesn't mean this stops, but, you know, getting the heads of these, obviously, and doing away with them is a good step.
Yeah, absolutely. So now there's this big showdown between Obama and Congress again, but this specifically relates to what happened in Paris. We're talking about this. He's already said, or the White House has already said, and Obama has said, that we're going to veto any kind of bill that tightens Syrian checks. Two questions. First, what would you do if you were in that position? And the other question is, what do you think happens here?
Well, you know, Paul Ryan, the new speaker, is no John Boehner, and I say that flatteringly to Paul Ryan. He didn't bite into the conservative, you know, shut the government down over this. He actually passed a bill which doesn't ban refugees but puts a certification and verification background in process check. Now, the president, you know, has been coming out swinging at Republicans, but unfortunately for the president, there's going to be a lot of Democratic votes follow this. So it's going to be hard for the president to just say this is a political thing now, because people have a fear, you know. So in a way, it is kind of a breather. I mean, I would support it. I think it's a double-edged approach. It's not banning, you know, refugees. It's also, Ryan didn't buy into the Christian-only refugee. I mean, you just can't do that. Or it's Buddhist only or Jewish only, you just can't do that. So I think it's a balanced thing, and that's why it's going to get a lot of Democratic votes with it.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. All right, so what do you make of this? And you personally, that'd be a tough spot to be in, wouldn't it?
With the vote, you mean?
Yeah. Well,
I voted against the Patriot Act.
That's for you, it'd be a layup.
I looked at that, Kate, when that voting board lit up, and I saw me, Ron Paul, and Butch Otter, and that was it. On the Republican side, and a guy looked at me and said, you're going to lose the election. So some of these votes, you know, look, there's some Democratic members that, like Republican members, that are going to say, oh, do we want one person to, you know, blow up a restaurant that came here in my district or something?
Yeah.
And so a vetting process, it'll flush itself out eventually. And after all, the president will hold the cards on that vetting process. But a lot of Democratic members are going to, you know, kind of have the hives over this thing.
Absolutely. So then we go to the latest polls. I am the poll princess. So Trump dominates the Republicans in the New Hampshire polls and really dominates because Carson is in single digits there. I keep telling the audience, I mean, these polls are there for a reason, but you might see some flip-flops as we get closer and we're talking about potential primary voters because that's when it counts. Do you think now more than ever that Trump really could be the last guy standing?
Oh, yeah. If you look back at your show, look back 3 months ago at the podcast, the shows you've done, and I've said this so many times, Trump is not a flash in the pan. He's here. The campaign staff he hired originally, you know, and some of the things it held. And a lot of my friends said, oh, Bob, he'll be gone in a week. That was 3 months ago. He's here. He's dominating. He's going to rule this thing. And ironically, you know, he comes out with certain things he said, like let Russia bomb ISIS. And all of these things, through fate, sometimes bad fate, has come back to make Trump, you know, look okay. Look, I have friends that told me yesterday, I don't like the guy, but I'm going to the Columbus rally because I'm starting to like him. And these aren't Republicans. These are independent.
Wow.
You know, like, yeah, just like Bernie gets traction. Bernie, you know, Sanders gets traction. So there's a big vacuum out there, and I think it's Trump's. Carson, I ran into a personal friend of his last night who said he's a wonderful guy, his heart is genuine, but he just doesn't know a lot of things politically. And I think Carson, these, you know, faux pas, these, you know, mistakes he's made are not going to help him at all. I think Trump rules this one.
Trump. And then on the other side, with the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, in a lot of polls, Bernie Sanders is neck and neck with Hillary Clinton, or in the latest likely Democratic voters in New Hampshire, he's a point ahead of her. But you know how that is. It could be either or in that
right.
case. Is there really a chance for Bernie or not really?
I think, look, I defend Bernie Sanders a lot more than some of my friends do on the Democratic side. And the reason I say that is, look, let's do a hypothetical here. Let's put Hillary Clinton against Trump, or let's put Bernie Sanders against Trump. Due to Trump's, you know, bombastic, controversial side, I think either one would be a close election, all right? So Bernie Sanders, quote, the official socialist, quote, he's not a guy that's just going to automatically lose like people thought he would. You put him against a Trump, you know, or a Carson, you got a brand new ball game there. So I think there's a chance. I think it could be close elections. Either way, it goes.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that I think there could be close elections. All right, someone you're familiar with too. I got to ask you this question because in the war of words, which of course is every single day in politics, but John McCain took a swipe at Kerry, saying he's been the most inept Secretary of State. Do you think that's true?
Well, John McCain, you know, he worked with Abraham Lincoln, Secretary of State. You know, he's been around a while. I don't think it's true. Look, Kerry made a bad statement on Charlie Hebdo yesterday. I mean, a bad statement and something that's like, you can't believe he said it. But John Kerry has went through some amazing minefields of diplomacy. He really has, including whether we agree with it or not, people do, the Iranian whole, you know, procedure that they did. But he's a seasoned senator. I served with him. And just to say that he's the worst in history, I just think that's just McCain being McCain.
McCain being McCain. All
yeah,
right, perfect.
He hasn't been a maverick since Top Gun movie came out, okay?
There it is. You are, but I'm fun. You need to go into comedy. Comedy in India.
I know that. She wants that, yeah.
I love it. Comedy in India. I think it's perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. station. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
When you walked in the room, well, I guess I lost my sight. I found you. Well, my hopes were high.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Wow, we got an interesting thing we're going to talk about coming up next. You ever think about date nights? How many of you are married and, you know, you think, oh, just we need some time alone. We need to go somewhere. We need to relax, even just to go out to dinner, movie, whatever it is. But how come it doesn't happen? Or maybe it does happen and then it's disastrous. Katie Bugby joins us now. She's from Care.com. She's a senior managing editor, and they did an interesting survey and found out some pretty wild things about this whole idea of getting together, having that time alone, that kind of stuff, and how to feel more connected, basically. Katie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So you do this survey, and what overwhelmingly you found out, right, that people really want to have a date night.
Oh, yeah. So 85% of people say they wish that they wanted to go on more dates. And let's be honest, like, most of our survey respondents were women. So these are moms. These are parents, moms wanting to go on more dates. And, you know, and it's amazing because 30% say that their last date without kids was 6 months ago or longer. So that's half of a year that people are going
wow.
out, that aren't going out and connecting with their partner.
Yeah, so why are they not going out? What's the big holdup for everyone?
Well, you know, 80% really say that it's shifted since they've had children, and I get it. You know, you're exhausted. I really feel like it's how tired parents are. It's 5 p.m., and all you want to do is get in your pajamas and lie on the couch and watch Netflix. So you know, and what it really takes is like that burst of energy, a shower to kind of get out of that little bit of a rut because, you know, and if you think about it, as parents, like you're going through the day. I have 3 young children at home. There is so much coordinating with your spouse that you kind of expect that each person is like reading each other's mind. So you know how many like nasty looks you kind of give each other throughout the day of like, I can't believe you heated the mac and cheese to like this temperature, you know, like you're just like kind of like irritated by 5 p.m. But if you kind of get dressed, take a shower, get dressed, get in nice clothes, go out, it's like that all disappears. You are the 2 people that got married again, you know, and it makes such a difference. In fact, 96% of the parents at Care.com said that their relations, the date night brings them closer to their partner. And that's so important. You know, it's part of the reason that we created this date night app for Care.com is to make this easier and faster for parents to go out and connect with the person that they, you know, are dating or they married and they have these children with. It's so important for their relationship.
I couldn't agree more. Date night app. Tell us about that. So when you go in the date night app, what are some of the suggestions?
Yeah, so it's actually just kind of, it moves away from the Care.com monthly membership, so it's a transactional model, and you just download it, you type in your zip code, you say what day you're looking to go out, and the number of hours, and the price point, and bam, like you see all of these faces, and these profiles that come up, and they're available, for this time frame. And it's great, you can kind of just start the interview process right from your phone, and, you know, and you can do a video chat right through your phone. And then they're still connected to the safety center, so we have recommend all the interview questions that you have and the reference checks, and you can get a thorough background check through your phone. And we've partnered with Fandango and OpenTable, so right from the same app, you're booking your restaurant or your movie tickets or both. So it just makes everything in like one place super easy, and trying to eliminate, you know, all the different moving pieces that kind of complicates date night and makes people push it off for, you know, oh, we'll do it next weekend or, you know, in 5 more months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You pushing it off. That's the big thing. I love that. OpenTable, Fandango, just go to one spot for sure. And of course, the other thing is, so you find a sitter, you get all that done. The other thing is somebody needs to plan it. For some reason, that becomes, like you're saying, when you have all the coordinating, maybe it's you get to the point where you're like, ugh, I don't want to coordinate another thing.
Oh, I know. And you know what? I think it was 30% or 33% said that parents, and again, we're talking moms, said that they would be more likely to go on a date if their partner planned it. So, you know, I always joke with my friends that we always kind of go on couple dates together. I'm like, it's amazing. Dads can use this app too. you know, it makes it easy for everyone. You still kind of like, you know, everyone wants a say in it. And, you know, I think we honestly, like moms still want to say and who's going to take care of their kids, but talk about it, you know, say like, hey, I was thinking, why don't this Saturday or next Saturday we go out just for 2 hours? I heard about this app. We can make this easy. You can still run, you know, call references, run the background check, but let's look at these people together on the phone. It's important to us, to our relationship. And, you know, I think sometimes like moms, we just need that little nudge that it's okay. It's okay to spend this money. You know, we don't have to feel guilty. Like the kids won't miss us that much. It's just 2 hours. We could go out after they're in bed. That's what I always used to do. When my daughter was little, she would flip out if a stranger walked into the house. So we would put her down, and then the strangers would come after she was sleeping. You know, do what you need to do, but you got to put yourselves first sometimes.
Yeah, and sometimes when kids get older, isn't it better for them to see you actually going out as a couple?
Yeah, and to put your relationship first, you know, and we talk about it. It's like, oh, mommy and daddy are going on a date tonight. This is who's babysitting. And soon the kids start looking forward to it, you know. That's one of the questions you can ask babysitters, too. It's like, well, what will you do with the kids? And how would you handle this, my daughter who might freak out on you? Or how can you make this fun for them? Or do you bring any activities to the house that could make it like special you time, you know, really challenge these sitters to make this a great event so that when like Brittany is walking through the door, the kids are like, woohoo, mom and dad are going out. Like, you know, I mean, we all remember that growing up and this is the beauty of it. They need to see you guys putting your relationship first because then they'll hopefully, you know, cherish you as parents and then grow up to cherish their partners too.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Katie Bugby, Care.com Senior Managing Editor. And Katie, the other thing is, it doesn't matter where you are on the economic scale, seriously. People, for some reason, are cheap on themselves. And so they'll say, well, wait a second, we have three kids and we're going to, we have soccer uniforms we got to buy and we've got, you know, we're doing all these things. So we can't afford it. That's ridiculous. We can't go to the city. That's too expensive. But there are cheaper dates you can go on. You even said you could go to a movie and when you go to eat, you could go to a hamburger place or a vegetarian omelet place.
You know, we have all sorts of, like, even free or really inexpensive date ideas at care.com. You know, you could go, I don't know, like, channel your childhood and go roller skating and just grab burgers. Like, you could go for a walk around the park. You could, the holidays are coming up. You can go to, like, see some light spectaculars, you know? Like, you can do really inexpensive things that's, like, an hour or two of just holding hands and not talking about the kids. And sometimes you don't, you know, that doesn't seem like a priority when you like have to pay for it. But once you come home and you feel so much more connected to your partner, it's like, oh, I'm glad we did it. That was worth the money. Yeah. You know, whatever you spent.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. All right. Check out care.com for all kinds of things that are listed there. And then plus the app that Katie mentioned. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks, Kate. Thanks so much.
All right. Pretty interesting stuff when you think of date night. I was thinking about this and talking to Katie about my mom and my family going out. And she was always really good. They were always really good about that. So to my brother and I, it wasn't odd. And she's right about that. We'd be like, woohoo, they're going, they're leaving. So we have a chance to watch really crummy TV, not bad TV, but we have a chance to watch bad TV in its own right, right? Or whatever it is. It's just kind of like a break. And I don't understand it. I think there is something to that. I think it's, even if you're single, there's something about nesting too much. Like she's talking about, too exhausted, don't feel like it, just plop it in front of the tube, doing whatever. You know, that's what we're talking about, even physicalness, getting exercise or whatever. And there is a ton of free things to do always in, probably, I'm sure, in your own communities. I mean, gosh, just whatever. Go take a book and go sit on a park bench. Or if you're married, go both of you go take books, sit on a park bench. And watch the stars. I don't know, something. But I think people need to get out of their houses, whether they're married or whether they're single. Quite frankly, you could extend it to the single person. But here we're talking about really married people. Care.com, pretty decent site. I like it. I went and checked it out, of course, a couple of days ago before Katie came on. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on ATN.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. In our virtual green room, sitting there right now, is Florence and Romana. Romano.
Easy for
me to say. Romano. Romano, like the Ray Romano. She's probably related to Ray Romano.
You can tell I would be a whole lot funnier if I was.
Exactly. Exactly. I think I was emceeing a program too late today. Okay, so Florence has an interesting thing that we're going to talk about here. And, you know, we can't help ourselves. We're like rubberneckers when we see the Gwen Stefani and Gavin, her husband Gavin's divorce. And saying that he cheated on her with the nanny, then everybody rolls their eyes, even people who aren't invested in celebrities, and say, oh, didn't that happen with 5 different people? Everybody knows the story.
Right.
And it just makes you wonder. So Florence's book is called The Windy City Nanny. So what is the scoop on that, Florence, about, you know, I just have to say this, that there was the stuff with, what's her name? Gosh, she's so cute. Jen Garner and Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, yes.
Yeah, and there was conversation about that and their personal life and that the nanny was cute and that he was off with the nanny as all that was breaking apart. So it seems like a lot of celebrity families are going through these breakups because the husband's cheating with the nanny. What's the deal with that?
You know, I'll tell you, the scandalosity factor revolving around celebrities, it feels, just like you're saying, that it's happening all the time in all these different families. And I'm here to tell you that regular families, this is not happening to them. You know, 60% of families in America have nannies. And, you know, in writing my book, Nanny and Me, I wanted to start a national conversation about child care, whether that's a nanny or a babysitter, and what's going on in those homes. And the nanny, like Mindy and the Gwen and Gavin debacle, it's nannies like that that are giving the rest of these wonderful nannies a bad name. And I try to push against that stereotype as much as I can, because most nannies that are hired to do the thing that they were hired to do, and that's to take care of the children, and that's their number one focus.
Yeah, so if somebody's hiring a nanny, as you said, this isn't the norm, what are the things that you look for?
One of my hard and steadfast rules regarding the nanny process at all is that of transparency. You need to get to know your nanny on a real level. What are his or her hobbies? What do they like to do in their spare time? Passionate about? What are their principles? You know, this is the only time you can really have an interview like this. Corporate America, that's just not going to fly. But here, when you're interviewing the person that's going to take care of your most precious possessions, you can ask anything you want, really, in those interviews. And the more comfortable you are with the nanny and the more interviews you have, I, for example, suggest a tiered process. That first interview, you and your spouse get together at the nanny, talk over a cup of coffee. Second interview, bring them into the home. Let them interact with the kids. My big secret is after that prospective nanny leaves, talk to your children. See what they think. They have the best instincts and you don't want to discount those.
Yeah, boy, that's good advice. Absolutely. So as you said, you wrote the book, Nanny and Me, and tell us a little bit more about that. Flesh that out for us.
I started nannying at the age of 11, and
wow.
That sounds young, doesn't it? Who are those moms leaving with their kids? But started as a mother's helper and went into a portion of adulthood, and I started looking at the children's book market, and I wanted to try to find something that helped children understand the transition from being cared for by their parents to being cared for by a nanny or a caretaker. And I was really disappointed not to find anything, and I thought, you know what? Based on my experience as a nanny, I would like to write that story. And so I did, and told the story from the perspective of the child, and now parents are using it as a tool to help during that transition.
You know, it's interesting, as you say, 11. Wow, that's amazing that you started at 11. So you definitely had a resume. I mean, you weren't 15 and you already had a resume, which is wild. You had a roadmap. You had a roadmap, Florence. There's no question. So do you think when parents hire a nanny, there should be some sort of dress code so you don't have, like, you see these hot, sexy nannies of the celebrities like we were just talking about. For goodness sake, wouldn't it be easy to say, can we just have regular jeans and a T-shirt, right?
Absolutely. I think just like any company, any employer, they can require a dress code, and the same can be said for a nanny, from a uniform to, you know, certain types of street clothes. You know, the thing to remember is it's not the best thing for you. It's the best thing for that family and those children. So if your principles don't line up, if you're not on the same page during the interview process, then that's not the family for you. That's not the nanny for you, and that's okay. But it's important to remember that.
Yeah, exactly. It's important to remember that. Those are the key words. So then there is the other part of it. You know, we've seen the commercials or movies where they sort of feature this, and sometimes in a joking way, but it wouldn't be joking if it happened in real life. What if you are this girl or this young woman just doing your job, and then all of a sudden the father makes some kind of an advance on you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say if either spouse makes an advance on you, in either case, the nanny should go directly to the other spouse and tell them immediately and then resign. I wouldn't even give it a trial period, to be honest with you. You need it to stop because you think of it this way. If you don't put a stop to it in the very beginning, then you look guilty as well for having participated at all. You know, and it also, something important to remember is, in a situation like that where there has been an infidelity or something has happened, you're going to need to talk to your children about that. And just like in cases of divorce, you need to reassure your children that it was nothing they did wrong, that the nanny loved them, you know, had fun with them. All of those things are true. You want to remember that it's still about the child. The focus is still on the child and how to make that as gentle a transition as possible, even if there's things happening personally that a child cannot understand and you don't want them to understand.
Yeah. You did the nanny thing for 15 years. It's about the kids, right? You love the kids when you do this.
Absolutely. It's all about the children. I say the pillars of being a nanny for me were based on trust, love, and joy. If you can remember those three things with your relationship with the children and your relationship with the parents, I think it's win-win.
I love that. So if somebody wants to get a copy of Nanny and Me, how do they do that?
They can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, or directly to my website, FlorenceAnnRomano.com, and they can get a copy there.
Florence Ann Romano, no relation to Ray Romano. you are alive, but you're a Chicago girl. How could you be related to him? You're a Chicago girl, right?
No, I am a Chicago girl here in the Windy City, and that wind is definitely moving and grooving today.
I love Chicago, but I know all about that wind. I've spent, you know, the people think it's a joke, Florence, when you say that there's actually rope sometimes on Michigan Avenue so you can hold on to them so you don't fall over. It's the truth. I thought it was a lie, but it's the truth.
True. My favorite is when they have the signs out that say caution falling ice. I'm like, well, if it's coming after me, it's kind of too late, isn't it? So I don't know what to do with that.
Oh, you're a delight. Don't be a stranger. We'll have you back on again. Thanks.
I would love it. What a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. So, Florence, again, talking about the nanny thing, it's crazy. It is. It's crazy because even if you're not like one of those people, you're absorbing all these celeb magazines or whatever, you can't help it. You go to the checkout and that's all you see. And especially lately, there's been a whole bunch of those couples. All right. Here in America Tonight, you know how we wildly talk about a whole bunch of different things, including coming up a conversation with Brandon Lang about what's up with week 11. In the NFL. Let's go to Tomas, though, first in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Well, Kate, I was just doing a little studying here, and I've got some interesting numbers for you.
Oh, let's hear it.
The capital of Russia is Moscow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So what percentage would you think is the percentage of the Muslim population in Moscow?
I'll say 20%.
Exactly.
Mm.
That's bad. But
that is bad.
What do you think the percentage of the military is Muslim?
This I have no idea.
40%.
I would think it'd be lower. Is it lower?
No, it's 40%.
Ah, say that number again. 40%? Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, that's crazy.
You see, because immigration always involves the men first, because the men are hardier, you know, and they get the jobs and they bring in the women. But when the men show up and many of them are military age, the recruiters, they just, you know, I mean, the Irish, when they came over here, you know, the army just grabbed them and put them into the cavalry, you know, by the dozens. And so right there, you get to see why Russia now is in such a situation, because they can't go in there now and land troops because almost half their troops are Muslims. You see? And the same thing, you know, matter of fact, I believe just because we're talking about this now, this is going to be the discussion now next week, demographics. demographics with the immigration in the United States, demographics with immigration in Europe, you know, with the European birth rate, you know, just losing ground. All these things, this is a big driving force. And you know, look at Saudi Arabia, you know. I mean, half their country is you know, servants and immigrants from other countries who have no loyalty to the Saudi family. So I just wanted to share those numbers with you, Kate, because...
Well, those numbers are crazy.
You know,
crazy.
Not many people know them.
Yeah. I'm glad you did that, Tomas. As always, fabulous call, because we're talking about that. We're talking about, you know, you can't deny what's actually happening. So 20% is pretty big, but I definitely didn't know that 40%. That really does tell you something. Coming up next, Brandon Lang, week 11 in the NFL. Stay with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
He joins us each and every week, Brandon Lang, to talk about week 11 in the NFL. There's no one better, and he has the stats to prove it, don't you?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, I've been on an absolute tear. When I say tear, I mean absolute tear. 39-18 and one run in football. Last Friday night after I did your show, Colorado plus the points over USC. Saturday, Washington State outright over UCLA. Sunday, Arizona outright over Seattle. Monday, I implode with the rest of the country. Tease Cincinnati in the over. Bengals are who we thought they were. Fraud. Forget about it. They're done. They'll go nowhere. They'll lose in the first round of the playoffs again. But then I bounce back on Tuesday with Toledo, a 7-point dog, beating Bowling Green, and then last night, Northern Illinois. So it's like the first hour of the movie, which, by the way, is probably the best hour of the movie. It's like Groundhog Day. The escort gets to stay. I wake up every day. The escort's there. Walter sent her out. He just paid her. She's walking out the door. It's a beautiful thing, Kate. Beautiful thing.
Yep. Yep, that's, I love it. So as we dive into week 11, I can hardly believe it, in the NFL, I always like to just open it up wide and say, is there just a game you're in love with at this point in the week?
Yeah, it's the Minnesota Vikings. You know, I don't know why people keep believing in Green Bay. Green Bay gives up 507 yards to Phillip Rivers at Lambeau Field, and they eke out a 27-20 win. Okay, so they come out of their bye week, they go to Denver, and they get pummeled 29-10. Okay, no problem. Next week, let's go to Carolina. We'll fix some things. We'll show everybody we're the Green Bay Packers. They go to Carolina. They get pummeled in a game that was more of a blowout than the 37-29 final would lead you to believe. Okay, no problem. No problem at all. We'll come back home. We'll lay that 11.5 number to Detroit. We will announce our presence with authority. Aaron Rodgers, everybody relax. Okay, Aaron, we're relaxed. Here we go, buddy. You're back at Lambeau against the Lions, who are atrocious. Show us, Aaron. Mike McCarthy, show us. Everything's okay in Green Bay. Now let's lose outright to the Lions at home, who haven't won there since Barry Sanders and Wayne Font. Now you're telling me, after all that drama, after all that absolute Armageddon meets Titanic, you're going to go on the road against arguably one of the hottest teams in the NFC with Arizona and Carolina, that being Minnesota, who, by the way, has a quarterback starting who is 17-4 against the spread as a starter in the NFL, 12-1 against the spread in games where the Vikings are seeking revenge. The line is 1. It should be 3. I'd probably lay 7 because the Green Bay Packers are who I said they are. Nothing. How's that?
I love it. I love it because it certainly has been that kind of a season. There's no question about it, and you're right. I think sometimes people look at, like, Green Bay as some other teams, and they just think of the history. But when you're talking about laying down some dough, you got to push all that out of your brain, don't you?
Yeah, you should listen. You're supposed to improve week to week in the NFL, not get exposed week after week after week. And all the Vikings do is they win and they cover. And you look at this football team and going out to Oakland, and everybody liked the Raiders. And I said on radio, I said, no, 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 no. Minnesota plus 3 out there. You watch the Vikes go out there. You watch them handle their business. And you watch them do what they've been doing all season long, which is literally covering point spread numbers. They lost their first game of the year. That was at San Francisco on Monday night. And since then, they have covered every single game this year.
Wow. Wow. Crazy. Another thing that's crazy, and you used to talk about Tony Romo a lot, but of course now he's been such the non-factor, just the 2 games he won, and then he's out. Now it's just a question of, oh, is he going to come in? Is he going to play? They desperately need him. You look at this Cowboys-Dolphins game in Miami, and we're talking about what, there's never a sure bet, but you look at that one, how much of a more of a sure bet is it for the Dolphins than before?
I think if anybody's going to right the ship, it's him. Unfortunately, I think the energy and the karma of signing Greg Hardy is tearing this team apart. I think a lot of the players are questioning why he's here. I don't think he's a very likable guy. And in the context of an NFL locker room, you got to have a locker room where everybody gets along. It's hard enough to win Sunday to Sunday in the NFL, let alone bring a cancer in there for a guy who has the history that he has. And with all that being said, if there was a game where they were going to step up and figure out a way to get a W, it would be this game right here. And I think they do. Tony Romo was 14-2 in his last 16 starts dating back to the beginning of last season. So, again, I know he'll be rusty, but the running game should get going, and they should be able to eke one out here. But again, it's probably a game I won't touch at all, only because he is coming back from such a long layoff, and Dallas hasn't won a game since Jesus came back 2,000 years ago.
I love that. Would you, on Sunday night, would you touch the Bengals and the Cardinals?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't. Listen, initially, I was bonkers over Arizona minus three. Unfortunately, I was looking for better value than that, and then Cincinnati has to go lose on Monday night, and now they're catching a five number. I still would lay it. I would still absolutely lay it. The right side of the game is Arizona. I said last week, Bruce Arians 15-1 against the spread as an underdog of 7 points or less in his head coaching career. We can now make that, you know, it was 15-1 last week, 16-1 now. And one thing, it's the undefeated letdown where teams who are 5-0 or greater in the NFL, coming off their first loss of the year, are 5-15 against the number that next game out if they're facing a team with a win percentage greater than 600, of course, which Arizona is, 1-7 their last eight if they're coming off a straight up and against the spread loss. I call it the letdown effect. And now you're going on the road to the West Coast to face Arizona. All systems go. Listen, if T.J. Yates can come in and lead a drive against you to win the game, I feel pretty good about Carson Palmer at home with that Arizona offense against the Cincinnati team. I think Cincinnati's about to implode. I want to be on the right side of that. I'll take Arizona.
I like that. I'm bouncing back to earlier in the day, and the Panthers are still undefeated. They're taking on the Redskins. They're at home, and the problem is the line is 8.5. Would you take Carolina?
It was 7 initially. Now it's 8.5. I got this sneaky suspicion that Washington's going to cover the number. But when you say that, all Carolina does is cover numbers. But this reminds me a little bit of the New Orleans game where Luke McCown went in there and threw for 400 yards on them and they backdoored it. I could see Washington with the potential for a backdoor here. Liked it at 7, lean towards the dog plus 8.5.
Ooh, I love it. And then I'll tell you what, the most abysmal team, one of them anyway, has to be the Lions. And somebody wanted me to ask you about the Raiders and the Lions, and of course they're big Raider fans, and they like to play and, you know, lay some money down. Would you touch this one?
No. Because you don't know what you're going to get with Oakland's been a favorite twice this year, minus the same two number at Chicago, lost 22-20, and they were laying that three last week to Minnesota and got beaten and got pretty dominated. Didn't cross midfield the entire second half. Do I think the Raiders are the right side of the game? Yes, I do. But can I trust them laying points when they haven't covered a number as a favorite in quite some time? Absolutely. So tread lightly. If you like your Raiders on Sunday, I don't see them getting blown out. You might take Oakland in a two-team, seven-point teaser. Take your Raiders from minus two to plus five. So if Detroit does eke out a field goal win, you're okay there. And then you flip that and come back on the other side and take my Minnesota pick from minus one to plus six. And I think you got yourself a two-team, seven-point teaser winner.
Yep. And we cap off the week with the Monday Nighter as the Bills and the Patriots, who, of course, are perfect. Would you play this one?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I may use a total. I may use a first half play. But I'll only say this. Anytime you can get the New England Patriots at home laying a single digit, you have to take them. That line will probably go up. Maybe not. Maybe the Edelman injury keeps it right at 7. If that's the case, buy down to 6.5. Either one with Pittsburgh, who they beat by 7 at home. They put up 51 on Jacksonville and beat them by 34. They beat the Jets by 7 again. Buy down to the 6.5. You were fine. And they beat the Redskins by 17. I just think when you can go into their building and put up a 40 spot like New England did, I just think the Jets made Buffalo look a little better than Buffalo is. And let's not forget that that's the same Bills team that went over to London and lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who put up 34 on them. So they've off a couple good wins against Miami and the Jets, but this is the New England Patriots here, so tread lightly.
All right, BrandonLang.com, incredible site. Get your info there. And, boy, again, another great week. Brandon, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Kate. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
more health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web.